Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hi, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 83rd episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, computer, tablet, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you this important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We are here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Mountain, so plan on joining us each and every week. I do apologize. Last week, we did have some internet problems, and I was unable to get the show up and on the air. So my guest that was scheduled for that week, James Healy, had to reschedule, and he'll be in with us in an upcoming episode. I just want to double-check and see. I think he is going to be with us next week. James Healy is a recovery and addiction specialist, and he does have his own radio show, and we'll give you that information when he comes on live next week. So again, I do apologize for not being able to broadcast that. We're here this week. What is making my head hurt? Just Buster Secret number 83. I'd like to begin with a headache quote. And this seems a little bit off topic, but it really is really right in there with what we're going to be discussing. It says the only way to get through life is to laugh your way through it. You either have to laugh or cry, and I prefer to laugh because crying gives me a headache. So we're going to be talking about headaches, and this is a launch for one of my coaching programs. It is a coaching program for headaches designed specifically for headaches. Whether you have headaches infrequently or regularly, having them is literally a pain in the head. So, what can we do to manage headaches and change our relationship to that type of pain? So, I'd like to begin by saying there are usually four types, and there are multiple causes for these that are related to stress. Stress is a common cause, but it's not the only cause. Again, multi-causal for headaches. I would like to begin by telling you, if you have a headache that is like a thunderclap, in other words, you're just cruising along and all of a sudden it feels like something has exploded in your head or a thunderclap has just hit you and it doesn't last for very long, please go to the emergency room and get checked out. And I'd like to preface this show by saying I'm not a physician. I can't prescribe medications. I can't diagnose. And I will not do any of those things. So if you feel like you need those, please go to your physician and get a diagnosis to find out what kind of headache you have and what's the most effective treatment for the headache. What we'll be discussing in this show is stress management for headaches, and it's designed specifically for headaches. So you might be wondering, what are the four most common types of headaches? Well, the first is a migraine, and a migraine is usually one-sided, usually on the left side. It's accompanied by an aura, sometimes nausea and vomiting. You might have a visual anomaly or a visual thing that comes into your visual perception and then leaves. Or and or you might have huge light sensitivity. In other words, the light sensitivity increases the migraine and makes it worse than it was when you were able to stay in a dark place. Migraines have been associated with heredity. As I said, these are multi-cause. These headaches have multiple causes. But they all relate to some kind of brain and body chemistry, as well as an emotional mental component. So we will be talking about all of those causes of headaches, in addition to you going to your doctor and seeing what prescriptions are available for the type of headache that he diagnoses or she diagnoses. The second type of common headache is a cluster headache. Now, this is a headache that's around one eye. The eye may become very red. There may be vomiting and nausea. You may have a drooping eyelid, tearing up. You may have some sweating, some bodily sweating. And cluster headaches usually appear in clusters, which is why they call them cluster headaches. So they cluster in one area, usually around the eye, but they also have a cluster characteristic in that you might have cluster headaches for 20 minutes, two times or three times a day for 3 days in a row or something. In other words, they cluster. And they may or may not be forecastable with weather changes and things like that, barometric changes. They may have a different cause. Migraines are usually related to weather changes, hormonal changes, those types of things. And they do relate to a body chemistry makeup. So those cluster periods are pretty intense. And most people that have had all four types of headaches report that a cluster headache is usually the most painful. So cluster headaches are, again, around one eye. The eye may become red. You may notice some maybe broken blood vessels in the eyes or just a reddening of the eye as the blood vessels come to the surface. A more moderate type of headache is known as a tension headache. And this has diffuse pain. It's not really, you can't point to one place and say it hurts here or it hurts here. It might be more diffuse. It might be an all overhead pain. Again, this is a more moderate pain. Sometimes people describe it as a tight band around their head. And if the headache gets worse because rest and medication can't be taken, then they notice that the pain intensifies based on physical activity. Sometimes doing physical activity will produce a mild tension headache. And tension is, of course, related to stress in the body. Tension headaches can be episodic or chronic. So sometimes you might have tension headaches around time of stress, such as taking a test or care of something at work that's a little bit unpleasant, or having family issues that erupt as soon as you walk through the door, and you might come in with a tension headache when you're fatigued and just not managing your stress very well. Another type of headache is usually a sinus headache. Excuse me. A sinus headache usually is under and around the cheekbones, so it can be the beneath the eye, on the side of the head. Sometimes it's associated with sinus congestion, unusual nasal discharge, and sometimes the color of a discharge indicating an infection. But it could be a sinus infection or it could be a tooth issue. It usually gets worse when you bend over because the blood rushes to your head and the sinuses are already inflamed, and so now you have increased pressure in your sinus cavities, which can sometimes increase the headache pain. It could also be a tooth issue. You might have an infection in a tooth or an abscess. You might have a cavity. A lot of times sinus issues are associated with a throbbing kind of a pain. And if you pay attention, sometimes the throbbing pain is the same as your heartbeat. So as your heart regulates itself and beats itself, then sometimes you might feel that throbbing as the blood pressure increases with the beat of the heart and decreases with the relaxation of the heart. So it might be that dull throbbing. A lot of times people grab the top of their head. All of these headaches have stress in common. Sometimes stress is called tension. So a migraine headache can usually be diagnosed as a severe tension headache. And that just simply means that we need to look at stress management. I looked at some of the sites, the Mayo site being one of them, because they're probably the more reputable of the sites, and they talk about causes and symptoms. So we want to be aware that there are multi-causals, as I said before, multi-causal dynamics with a headache. And usually, left side nausea, vomiting are visual anomalies and light sensitivity. All of those symptoms are experienced by the migraine sufferer, but they may vary in intensity, location, and duration. So, for instance, a migraine headache that a person A might have would differ from the type of migraine headache that a person B might have or a person C might have in the variation of the symptoms. Sometimes people get vomiting more intensely than they get nausea. So as soon as the migraine hits, they just begin vomiting instead of having nausea at the beginning. So these symptoms can be different depending on the person that is experiencing the headache. Again, I would like to have you check with your physician, because it could be a stroke, an aneurysm, a brain tumor, or even internal bleeding. Sometimes if you get pain after a physical activity, this could be an aneurysm. So you need to have certain tests run and certain things done to see what's going on inside the brain that is having so much pain, because pain in the brain or a headache is not normal. It's not a normal function of the brain. And so when you have this pain and it's unrelenting and it lasts for longer than a few hours, or it lasts for longer than a day or two, which is what I was told, 3 days. And I never really threw up, but I was nauseated and I just couldn't handle any light. I would have to lay in bed for a period of time and just cover my eyes, because any light just increased the intensity so much. So there are different types of medications that are out there now, and they have come up with a lot more effective medications based on the understanding of what happens to the brain functioning and the brain chemicals during a headache episode. So, again, check with your physician to make sure that it's not something more serious, and see what medications your physician recommends for your particular type of headache. If you have chronic headaches, that's a symptom that you're probably living in the sympathetic nervous system way too much of the time. And we'll get into some of that when headaches occur and what goes on and why do medications lose their effectiveness when we get back from our break. Again, you can sign up for the Calm Moms free report, and some of the tips and hints in the Calm Moms free report are helpful for managing migraines. So even if you're not wanting to be a calm mom, you might want to sign up for the free report just in case. If not, there will be a free report coming on headaches very soon. You will sign up for that as well.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children, have fewer doctor visits, and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life...
Okay, this life-enhancing report is free. So that's what that was about to say. And we're back. And I'd like to have another quote begin our second session here right after the commercial. It says, "The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill." And another one that I find really humorous, because if you're going to laugh and change the brain chemistry of mind-body, this is a good one. "When I get a headache, I take 2 aspirins and keep away from children, just like the bottle says." So, headaches are not fun. Headaches rob us of much of the joy of life. And they can easily be handled if you begin to understand some of what's going on with a headache. So when do they occur? Well, they occur, like migraines occur sometimes, with menstrual changes in women. Sometimes headaches occur because of a change of barometric pressure. Sometimes the headaches may occur because of a change in season, a change in the environment. Headaches can occur because of exposure to toxins, okay? Recently there have been stories about the drinking water in Flint and other areas in the United States. And they talk about, you know, the toxicity of the drinking water. Exposure to different toxins during different times of the year. Sometimes if you're in the winter and you have your house all closed up and there's no fresh air going through it, you can have headaches because of the forced air natural gas heat, which is really a very clean heat, but can also do some buildup and some toxins in your house, and especially if your filter is not cleaned and those types of things. Allergy to pets, to pollens and trees and grasses. This is the time of the year right now. We're entering into fall. This is the time of the year where they don't necessarily tell you which grasses and things that the pollens are creating, but those types of things can have headaches, allergic headaches, and they usually fall in under tension or sinus. If your body's reacting strongly to a toxin and doing a lot to manage the toxin with an allergic reaction, those types of things can produce headaches as well. So why do most medications lose their effectiveness in a migraine treatment protocol? They used to begin with a pretty mild form of a medication, and then they'd say the longer you have them, the more intense your medications will have to be. And that appeared to be true, because the severity of the headache would increase and then the medication effectiveness would decrease. A lot of that is building up a tolerance to the medication. And if you're taking it more than is directed, or you have to take it more frequently than is suggested because you do have that migraine pain all the time and it is chronic, or you do have that tension headache and it doesn't seem to be going away, or your sinus infection hasn't cleared and you still have that sinus infection, sometimes you build up what's called a tolerance for pain medications, and they don't seem to work as well. And sometimes you think increasing the dosage will be the solution to that. I'd like to recommend that anytime your medication seems to be losing its effectiveness, if you are on a prescribed medication, it's probably a good idea to go see your physician and have him see if another medication will work for you. Because when you've built up a tolerance, you do need some time away from that medication to decrease your tolerance to it so that it comes, you start using it once again. one of the things that I just bring is sometimes if you get pain after physical activity, this could be the result of an aneurysm. An aneurysm is a weakening of the blood vessel in the head. Sometimes if you have done physical activity and you've increased your blood pressure and the heart rate is up and those types of things, you can cause increased stress on that blood vessel that's got the weakness in it. And that can cause scans that you can have done in the doctor's office or in the radiologist lab or whatever. Another caution that I'd like to bring in is stroke. Sometimes people confuse stroke with headache. Some signs of stroke are blurred speech, blurred vision, and maybe not able to move one side of the body. If you do suspect a stroke, and one of the things that they found about my grandmother was she had a cluster of small strokes, and so she never really lost functioning, but she'd go into somewhat of a dissociative state. She just wouldn't appear to be there. And then she'd come back about an hour or two later, not with much pain or anything along those lines. But when they took an image of her brain, they said it looks as if a lot of BBs had been shot into it. So there were areas of the brain where the blood flow was cut off. And that area of the brain died, looking like a small BB when they took an x-ray. So you want to be aware that sometimes stroke signs may be so minor that you don't associate them with trauma in the brain, but they can be trauma in the brain. Big in the headlines these days, the concussion protocol that's going into the NFL, and they are checking the athletes who fall and hit their head or have a helmet-to-helmet injury type. And dilated pupils or constricted pupils, and non-normal pupil regulation. And again, they can mimic some of the signs of a stroke, blurred speech, not clear thinking, those types of things. So the concussion protocol is becoming more and more put into use in NFL. The interesting thing about concussion protocol is that you may have so many sympathetic chemicals running through your body that you may not realize that you have head pain. And that's pretty normal because when you're highly sympathetic and you've sustained a hit, it takes a while for the body to re-regulate itself back into normal functioning, balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic activity. So there may be head trauma, there may be a concussion, but the athlete may not recognize it because, first of all, the concussion disrupts normal brain function, so they're not thinking clearly. And there may not be pain associated with it because the corticosteroids and all the stress hormones running through their body, the adrenaline, masks the pain until much later on. So if you're learning more and more about headaches and those types of things, you want to be aware that sometimes people may not know the extent of their injuries until later on when the body has started to come back into normal regulatory functioning. So what can you do? In most all of the headache material that I reviewed in time for this show, they all said it can be managed with medication. Some of them are hereditary, like migraines, but that's a topic for another show. We can talk about whether or not migraines are hereditary because they may not be. And they may, neither one of whom had migraines. My dad had severe migraines. Because my dad had migraines, they said, oh, you have a migrainous personality. So I thought it was heredity, and there was nothing I could do about it. But we know now, and if you go back into earlier shows about the four self-healing skills and the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, you will realize some of the lifestyle changes you can make so that even chronic headaches can be managed differently. You're not stuck with headache pain. And just as a brief reminder, those four self-healing skills are belly breathing. Belly breathing oxygenates your blood. It relaxes your muscles. It calms your nerves. It relaxes the whole mind body so that you get out of that high sympathetic activity. Second thing is drinking enough water. Sometimes you can have a tension headache based on not having enough water in your body. And your body gets stressed and your cells get stressed because they're thirsty. And so now all of a sudden you have this slight tension headache. And it's kind of a non-local pain. It's diffuse and you can't really put your finger on it. Sometimes by drinking enough water and belly breathing, you can eliminate the pain from a tension headache, especially if you catch it early. Another is awareness. Sometimes it was recommended that I keep a headache journal. Well, I didn't want to do that because, for me, that triggered focusing too much of my life on a headache instead of where I felt really good. So there might be days when I noted like an H in the column so that I knew that that had been a headache day. But now that I'm entirely free of migraines, and I did it through the mind-body-spirit integration that I talk about in these radio shows and the four self-healing skills that I do every single day, I don't have to keep a headache journal any longer. It's not something that I need to track. And then present moment living. I had a very interesting discussion with a friend of mine the other day, and she was having a migraine. And I said, you know what? It is really your choice. And she got angry with me. And she said, no, it isn't. No one would ever choose this. But I'd like for you to remember that sometimes your choices are not at a level of conscious awareness or even mental, physical, and emotional desire. It's not wanted, it's not desired, it's not accepted, it's not well received, but it happens anyway. So as we talk about these different types of headaches, it might be interesting to get into what you can do on a daily basis to avoid having headache pain altogether. So thank you for joining us for today's show. That's all for today's show. My favorite success is, let's see, no brain, no headache. In other words, people tend to think that the brain creates a headache, but it does not. The brain produces headache chemicals and headache states, but it does not produce a headache. What tool can I use every day? Belly breathing, drinking enough water, the four self-healing skills. What do I do for fun? I played with my two grandkids. I had my youngest grandson visiting. He's 15 months, and we played and played and played with my middle grandson. So that's what I do for fun. That's all for today's show. I encourage you to email in at info@makingshifthappen with questions that you might have or other topics you would like for me to discuss. That's all for today's show. Thank you for joining us. Have a great week, and next week we'll be back with James Healy.